We have 11 amazing restaurants featuring a wide variety for every price range and appetite. South Point's Garden Buffet has something for everyone at unbeatable prices. Or, if hunger strikes in the middle of the night, join us at Coronado Cafe. The American menu offers breakfast, lunch, or dinner 24 hours a day, plus a Chinese kitchen for authentic Chinese dishes from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. From steak and eggs to wonton soup, it's fast and friendly service 24/7. When you need a quick pick-me-up, you can find it at our state-of-the-art Starbucks just inside the main South Point entrance. Order ahead with the Starbucks app for easy mobile order pickups. Or enjoy your favorites in the relaxing dining area anytime, day or night. If you love Mexican food, Baja Miguel's has all of your south of the border favorites. There are dozens of classics to choose from, like fajitas, ceviche, chimichangas, tacos, and more. And for spirit lovers, Baja's colorful non-smoking tequila bar is right outside.
John was the most incredible person I'd ever met. Aviation was John's love and passion. He was present as a Marine and present as a dad, as a husband. It was a normal, ordinary Wednesday for us. When I was picking up my daughter from daycare, my friend that I would carpool with mentioned that there was an aircraft that went down. In an instant, you know, your life does change. And you, especially having children, have to decide, how am I gonna do this? I got a message from a friend, and they said, there's this foundation called Tunnel to Towers, and they said on TV that they're gonna pay for your and John's mortgage. And it just felt like a frozen moment in time that I'd never forget. I'm so grateful for that.
By giving $11 a month, you're joining us on our mission to do good. Go to t2t.org. It only takes $11 a month to make a positive impact.
The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit is back at Los Alamitos Racecourse with two great weeks of racing. Opening day is Friday, December 6th. First post is 12:30 p.m. The meet will include the Starlet for Fillies on Saturday, December 7th, and the Los Alamitos Futurity on Saturday, December 14th, plus two other stakes events for juveniles. And our on-track handicapping contest is set for Saturday, December 14th. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Our daytime Thoroughbred meet opens on December 6th.
The following is a Race Day Las Vegas presentation in association with Sirocco Productions Limited on the Race Day Las Vegas Radio Network.
Live from the gaming capital of the world, time for Race Day Las Vegas, covering the sport of kings with a Las Vegas perspective. Now, to the race desk with your host, Ralph Sirocco.
From the backstretch to the turf club, at the racebooks and on the internet, to all horse players around the world, a good morning.
Program for this Thursday, almost Friday show. We welcome you. We come to you live and direct from the Cowboy Central gaming capital of the world, Las Vegas, Nevada, right here at our studio station at the South Point Hotel Casino Complex on Las Vegas Boulevard. And of course, at the South Point Studio Streaming Network at YouTube. And we welcome you to the show. And of course, all of our other platforms that include our local radio station here, Race Day Las Vegas' radio station. Sports Talk 1400 AM and 107.1 FM. Of course, 1400 AM Sports Talk and 107.1 FM as well, if you're running around town here in the morning. And of course, all of our other platforms, they include our websites, racedaylasvegas.com, .vegas.world, .global. We got them all. And of course, your iPhone and your Android and your Google with the apps, the KSHP app to listen to us, and the YouTube app that you can see and listen to us. And, of course, for all of your devices that you have. And, of course, anywhere you get your podcasting. Simply put, however, wherever, whenever. Welcome to the Race Day Show for this Almost Friday Thursday. And for the first performance in 10 performances go-rounds for the National Finals Rodeo here in town. And the place, this town is really hopping with all of the cowboys and all of the great stuff going on. They've got events all over town. As I said before yesterday, there'll be 114 different acts in lounges and showrooms, etc., throughout Las Vegas with all country western stuff. And, of course, the big Cowboy Christmas retail show at the convention center. There's a lot of activity going on here at the South Point Hotel Casino. They have a big cowboy show and shopping and all that stuff here near the arena that we have here, etc. It's just a great time. The air is full of a lot of positive, fun things. And we welcome the cowboys here to Las Vegas, your gaming capital. All right, talking about some of the stuff that we will talk about today, we're going to take a look at a couple of stakes races. We'll take a look at the Cigar Mile and the Remsen with Jonathan Ardoon. Might touch upon the Demoiselle and the Starlet as well. Now, the Remsen is got 10 Kentucky Derby points for next year. And the believe it or not, the Demoiselle and the Starlet coming up for the two-year-old fillies, each of those have 10 points for the Kentucky Oaks points, future book points there. So a couple of intriguing races coming up here over the weekend. And, of course, all of the other great stuff that's happening. We got Turfway Park that opened yesterday, and we got a huge carryover at Turfway Park in the late pick five. Now, here's what's happened, and I checked it twice with the track. The early pick five yesterday at Turfway Park was not hit. There were four out of five in that. The late pick five was. However, the carryover from the early pick five yesterday goes to the late pick five today. It does not go to the early pick five. It goes to the late pick five today. Taking a look at what happened yesterday that caused this at Turfway Park. First race winner paid $8.54. The second winner of the meet, $88.94. Then came a favorite, $4.86. Remember, they pay down to a penny. Fourth race, $35.32. Fifth race, $15.78. So nobody had the pick five. Four out of five in the pick five paid $240.33. Now, if you were to extract the $8.54 winner in the first race, okay, the pick five that encompassed the $88, $4, $35, and $15 horses, that pick four was hit for 50 cents. That paid $17,004.49 to be exact. Now, the late pick five yesterday was also hit. That started out with the $15.78 winner that concluded the first pick five. Then came $16 even, $7.84, $17.26, and $17.48. Now, you had one winner that paid at 5 to 2, and the other winners were between $15 and $17 that encompassed those five races. That 50-cent pick five at Turfway paid $122,789.30. And, you know, they pay the consolation fours when you get to Keeneland and Turfway Park. The pick fives have fours. So if you got just one wrong, and there's five winners, then the four out of fives, you get a consolation, just like the pick six with the six and then fives. So the four out of five in the pick, 50-cent pick five last night, paid $314.23. But the carryover in the first pick five will go to the late pick five today at Turfway Park, and that's going to be a monster carryover, okay? $155,000. $887 will be the carryover in the late pick five today at Turfway Park from the early pick five that wasn't hit yesterday. That's what the track indicated to me. Okay? So I just want to let you know that for opening day at Turfway. Of course, coming up tomorrow, opening day at Oaklawn Park and opening day at Los Alamitos Thoroughbreds. We're going to have Bob Mazursky on with us today to preview Los Alamitos Thoroughbred meet. And, of course, also Starlet as well. And that'll be a little bit later on in the show. So we got Bob Mazursky with us for Los Al. Jonathan Hardoon is standing by. Rich Eng, of course, will be with us. There's a Thursday night, a great Thursday night football game. The Green Bay Packers will visit the Detroit Lions in the Thursday night NFL action. And, of course, John Linda will be with us. He has a sheet today for Gulfstream Park. So John will have a pick for us there. And, of course, Jerry Jackowitz, don't know if he's back from New York yet, but whatever the case may be, Aqueduct was supposed to run today. I'll give you that in a minute. But Jerry will be with us to have a conversation, I guess, more about betting. Aqueduct Racetrack was scheduled to run today, but the track has canceled the races today at Aqueduct. And the reason for that was because they are expecting high winds in the area. So you don't want jockeys blowing off of horses. So Aqueduct has been canceled because of high winds. No other reason, just they canceled the races today because expecting high winds in the area. So there will be no racing as scheduled today at Aqueduct. And checking the late cancellations, that's the only cancellation for today at Aqueduct. As far as the weather is concerned around the country, all of that action with snow and wind and, you know, rain and hail and all that continues in the very northeastern part of the contiguous 48. And there's some rain as well going down as far as the Mid-Atlantic area, as far as all in the West Coast, the Midwest, and the Plain States, all clear, nice and clear, cold but clear. And there's a little bit of action going on over Mississippi and parts of Louisiana. But that's about it. As far as the temperatures are concerned, here in Las Vegas right now, it's 44 degrees. We're going to get up to 67 today. That's going to be the parameters for the rest of the weekend coming up here in Las Vegas. High 30s to low 40s overnight and high 60s, mid to high 60s in the daytimes here. But it's going to be sunny and bright and always fast and firm and perfect in the race books and in the arena for the National Finals Rodeo. As far as temperatures around the country, Miami 76, got a beautiful down there. Washington, windy and 42. New York, they're expecting some sprinkles, some rain, etc. there, and winds, at least around Aqueduct, they say, 41 degrees. Chicago is 29, going to be 29 degrees today. Wow. Kansas City, 28. And then, of course, you've got Phoenix, Arizona at 78. It's the hottest spot in the nation today, 78. And, of course, as I say here, we'll get 67. Los Angeles, a comfortable 71 degrees. And so looking ahead to... let's see, where is the lowest temperature today will be in International Falls, way up there above the Great Lakes area. International Falls will get a high today of 15 degrees. But don't worry about it. There's no racing there. Anyhow, that's going to be the weather right now around the country. And as I say, the only cancellation we have is Aqueduct. Paco Lopez is getting a lot of fallout as far as that incident that happened at Parks Racing. We will talk a little bit about the aftermath on that with Jonathan Hardoon in a minute or two. And as I say, we have our handicappers ready to go, and we have Bob Mazursky standing by as well. So we're going to get started right away with this almost Friday-Thursday race day show. We'll come back, and we'll give you your racing menu for today, set up the racing cards for today, and then off with our handicappers as well as we begin this almost Friday-Thursday race day show here from Las Vegas, Nevada, Cowboy Central, especially here at the South Point. All the Cowboys around having a good time as the National Finals Rodeo gets underway with the first performance tonight. We'll be right back. Don't go away. And don't forget to start chatting on the chat box here at the YouTube.
South Point Casino has plenty of attractions for the whole family. Catch a movie. Our 16-screen movie theater includes two XD Extreme screens for the ultimate in viewing, sound, and luxury. After the show, treat the family to a variety of treats at our old-fashioned ice cream parlor, Kate's Corner. We scoop up a variety of creamy concoctions, including smoothies, hand-dipped cones, milkshakes, malts, sodas, and sundaes. At Kate's, there's something for everyone. And if you've still got time to spare, our bowling center might be right up your alley. Voted best of Las Vegas, it's a great place for friends and family fun. 64 lanes, a pro shop, snack bar, and arcade. And while the kids are bowling, you can play slots and sip on a drink in the Alley Cat Lounge while overlooking the lanes. For our more serious and professional bowlers, the South Point is also home to a separate tournament bowling plaza.
The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit is back at Los Alamitos Racecourse with two great weeks of racing. Opening day is Friday, December 6th. First post is 12:30 p.m. The meet will include the Starlet for Fillies on Saturday, December 7th, and the Los Alamitos Futurity on Saturday, December 14th, plus two other stakes events for juveniles. And our on-track handicapping contest is set for Saturday, December 14th. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Our daytime Thoroughbred meet opens on December 6th.
All right, back on Race Day Las Vegas for today's show. Want to remind everybody that tomorrow Los Al will start. We'll have Bob Mazursky on with us in a bit. Oaklawn Park also starts tomorrow. And I got to tell you, there's a lot of interest in Oaklawn Park this year. They've got outfits that are running from New York, Florida, California, and elsewhere. There's a lot of anticipation for the Oaklawn Park meet this year. Here are some of the trainers, new faces that are expected to have horses running and or small stables at Oaklawn Park. Ray Ashford Jr., Mark Cassie, Phil D'Amato from California, Bart Hone, Jeremiah Englehart, Todd Fincher, David Jacobson, Safi Joseph Jr., and Michael Stidham, along with the usuals at Oaklawn Park that include guys like Steve Asmussen and Dwayne Lucas, etc. So it's going to be one heck of a meet there at Oaklawn, and it starts tomorrow as well. All right, time to get started with the racing menu for today. Reminding you all that the first post times rebroadcast on the show each and every day reflect that of the Pacific time zone. So if you're listening here in the Pacific time zone, maybe going to make it out to the racebook today here behind us at the South Point, these will be the first post times that roll out in the racebooks here in Las Vegas. We are in the Pacific time zone. So if you're listening in a time zone anywhere else in the world, at the many streamings that we have, adjust from the time zone that you're in to the Pacific time zone, and then you'll be all set and ready to go. We don't want you to miss anything like, of course, I miss Mom and Dad, okay? So the first post times are Pacific. Now, and remember that Aqueduct has been canceled today because of high winds. High winds have canceled Aqueduct for today. Okay, now we got Gulfstream Park. Gulfstream Park will start off the menu today now. First post time there was at 9:20 today, 9:20 at Gulfstream. Gulfstream Park's Rainbow Pick 6 Jackpot Carryover, $79,940. Now, that's today at Gulfstream with a first post time of 9:20. 9:20 at Gulfstream today. Mahoning Valley Racecourse, 8 races there at Mahoning Valley. And Mahoning Valley has a first post time of 9:45. 9:45 at Mahoning Valley today. Following that comes the Fairgrounds, New Orleans. Fairgrounds has 10 races today. And their first post time at the Fairgrounds is 10:45. 10:45 at the Fairgrounds today. Following that comes Turf Paradise. Turf Paradise has 8 races. The first race will be a quarter horse race. The last 7 will be thoroughbreds. Small stakes race, a $40,000 stakes race today in the 6th at Turf Paradise. First post time again, 11:40. 11:40 at Turf Paradise. And they have a pick six jackpot carryover, $12,136. And that is Turf Paradise. First post time is 11:40. Next comes Woodbine, north of the border. There might be a little bit of weather conditions going on there at Woodbine. Woodbine has a pick six jackpot carryover, $136,145. $136,145 in a nice pick six jackpot carryover at Woodbine today. And a first post time for just seven races is set at 150. 150 at Woodbine. Delta Downs has eight races. Their first post time is at 250. 250 at Delta Downs. Then we get to Turfway Park. Nine races at Turfway Park. Their pick six jackpot carryover today at Turfway Park is $11,982. The late pick five carryover, not a jackpot, a regular pick five, the late pick five carryover that will start in the fifth race today at Turfway Park, $155,887 in the carryover in the late pick five today at Turfway Park. That is a 50-cent bet. Okay? Penn National has seven races. Penn National has a first post time of 3:15. 3:15 at Penn National. They've got a small regular pick five carryover there of $3,535. And again, their first post time is 3:15 at Penn National. And then we wind it up with Charlestown. Charlestown has a first post time of 4 p.m. for eight races. A pick six jackpot carryover there, $97,939. And that's at 4 o'clock. And our final track on the menu today is Remington Park. Remington, nine races in a first post time of 4:30. And that is your racing menu for today. All right, time to go out to Mr. Jonathan Hardoon standing by. Jonathan, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How are you?
I'm doing fine. I know that Paco Lopez is getting a lot of feedback, a lot of brushback from his incident at Parks Racing the other day on Tuesday. What he did after the race and striking the horse with a whip is just unacceptable, period.
Okay? Yeah, we talked about it yesterday, and Ralph. It looked horrible. It was horrible. And, you know, what happened during the race, you can't blame him, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to give him credit. He rode the horse out even though he was headed to the other rail. The problem is what happened after the race, it just looks horrible.
And, you know, and because of Paco's reputation of, you know, along the lines of proper riding and all that, this was almost like the straw that broke the camel's back. So he's been indefinitely suspended by HISA. I'm sure those, there's a hearing yet to come. But David Cohen, the jockey, sent me a tweet that I wanted to read real quick if I can here. It's a little bit long, but here it is. Since no other jockey has addressed this, I feel it is necessary to speak out. I cannot and will not support or condone Paco's actions or decision-making. Striking a horse in the face at any time is not only abhorrent, but wholly contrary to the values and integrity of true horsemanship. Such behavior, rooted in the anger or frustration, reflects a profound failure of self-control and respect for the animal. As horsemen, we accept the inherent risks of the job, being bitten, kicked, flipped in the gate, or struck by a horse throwing its head, etc. These moments demand patience and professionalism, not aggression. To excuse or defend such conduct is to betray the core principles of this industry, and those who do so are unworthy of their place within it. True horsemanship is defined by patience, discipline, and an unwavering commitment to the dignity and well-being of the horse above all else. I think that really explains it very well, and we'll leave it at that.
Okay.
All right. Now, let's do this. Let's take a look at a couple of stakes races today in New York. I said, we go over the Cigar Mile real quick. Cigar Mile, of course, is a one-turn mile at the Aqueduct, should the high winds not prevail on Saturday. And it's a $500,000 race. Bookham Dano has a post one, Ired Ortiz Jr. for Derek Ryan. And I don't know what, is he running or not? I get these, he was supposed to run elsewhere and then he decided to stay here. But he draws the rail post in case he is running. Then you got Nelson Avenue for Wayne Potts and Dylan Davis. Repo Rocks is the three, Ruben Silva and Jamie Ness. And then you got Vizanity, Francisco Martinez for Antonio Arriga. Mulkin is the five horse. Flavian Pratt's going to ride for Rudolph Brissette. The six is Law Professor, Kendrick Moose for Rob Attris. Seven is Locked, John Velasquez for Todd Pletcher. Can't wait to see this horse run again, Locked. Pipeline, Junior Alvarado for Sherry DeVoe. The nine is Senor Buscador. He's in there. Joel Rosario for Todd Fincher. Coastal Mission is the 10 horse. Arnaldo Bosa Chica for Jeff Runco. And the 11 is Post Time. Another horse. That horse finished, I think, second in the Breeders' Cup Classic or third? Post Time. He finished third. Sheldon Russell for his wife, Brittany Russell. That's the field. Pretty interesting field, don't you think?
Post Time actually finished second. Ralph, this is some race. You can make a case for at least five horses in the race. Bookham Dano certainly has a shot. Mulligan went off the favorite in the Breeders' Cup Sprint. Locke was super impressive in his first race as a three-year-old. Senor Buscador always shows up. And then, of course, you have Post Time, who ran second in the Breeders' Cup Dirt Mile. So this is a race of races. It really is a terrific betting race. Got to see prices on horses. But, again, you can make a case for certainly a four or five of them.
All right. And the Remsen for two-year-olds also on Saturday at Aqueduct. It's at a mile and one-eighth. But this race represents 10 points for the Kentucky Derby leaderboard for next year when they turn three-year-olds. And there's a field of seven in that. I'll go down quickly. The one is Tux Junior Alvarado for Bill Mott. The two is Aviator Guy, Manny Franco for Chad Brown. The three is Posted, or I should say Poster, Flavian Pratt for Ian Hardy. The four is Studley Do-Right, Xavier Perez for John Robb. The five is Keywaden, Dylan Davis for Chad Brown. The six, Surfside Moon, Kendrick Carmouche for James Lawrence II, and the seven is Gun Trader, Francisco Martinez for Uriah St. Louis. Looks like a pretty competitive field there, too.
It does. The problem with this race, Ralph, is only a couple of horses have been two turns. You know, a mile and eighth at Aqueduct is around two turns. Tux was impressive in his career debut, winning at 6.5 furlongs. The fast horse in the race is the Chad Brown horse, Keywaden. The question is, he's never been beyond 7 furlongs. Is he going to be able to get the mile and an eighth? So distance is certainly a question mark surrounding most of this field.
Well, we will do this. We'll go over a little bit of the Demoiselle and the Starlet on tomorrow's show. They come up, okay. and they have Kentucky Oaks points as well. They have 10 for Kentucky Oaks points. Now, these races are for two-year-old fillies, but, you know, they're going to turn three-year-old at the beginning of the year.
A couple of weeks. They all celebrate a birthday in a couple of weeks.
Yep, universal birthday for all the hossies out there. So in any case, you know, we'll go over those races, and then on the day of the races, we can get your what you really thought.
Official
picks. Your picks, yes. Well, yeah. You don't have a pick. You had a pick today at Aqueduct, and you know it was going to win, but you know
we got. Okay, yeah, no, okay, I have to wait.
We got canceled. Okay, you got canceled. So we can.
By the way, Ralph, we put everyone on alert about Turfway Park yesterday when we were talking about it. They're going to have pick fives that pay humongous, and if you get lucky, you know. But it was interesting. The first one wasn't hit. The second one was hit, but the carryover is into the second one tonight. So you need a scorecard.
And I can tell you this, you know, the second one, there wasn't a horse that paid $18 in that sequence.
Yeah, but the problem is they have 14 and 12 and 14 horses in every race. Yeah, that's the problem. There are no short fields.
And I'm sure there was an 8-5 or a 4-5 shot that might have got beaten that sequence as well. All right. Well, so we got Aqueduct. High winds have canceled the races today, but Gulfstream Park's going to be beautiful down there in Florida. And I know you have a Gulfstream Park sheet. So what are we doing there?
We do, and I like a horse at Gulfstream, Ralph. In the ninth race today, 7.5 furlongs on the turf. I really like the number one horse in here, Iris's Dream. This is a three-year-old gelding from the Cheryl Weinbau barn. George Ruiz aboard to ride. He's listed at 8-1 on the morning line. This is an improving horse, getting better with each start. He did something really hard to do. His first time ever on the grass was at Gulfstream Park. He was breaking from the 10 post, and he won. Not an easy thing to do, first time on the grass. This is, again, an improving horse. The price is right. He's putting blinkers on today. Has the advantage of breaking from the inside. Number one, Iris's Dream, upsets and wins today's ninth race out at Gulfstream.
All right, ninth race at Gulfstream, and that is number one, Iris's Dream, for all the reasons you just said. So Iris's Dream will be the pick there in the ninth race at Gulfstream. I want to remind everybody you have a full sheet of selections today for Gulfstream. The one at Aqueduct is a souvenir. So get the one at Gulfstream at your websites.
Yeah, tomorrow we're loaded, Ralph. Oakland opens, LaSalle opens. So four cards up for tomorrow. JONHARDOON.com.
So get
Thank
back,
you, Ralph.
So get back to work then. We'll see. We'll see.
I'm working on Saturdays already. Yeah, Thank right. you, Ralph. Stay right. safe and be well.
You got it, Jonathan. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to Bob Mazursky standing by for Los Alamitos and a preview of what's going to go on there in Southern California with their meet that starts tomorrow. Don't forget to continue to chat on the chat box at the South Point Studios streaming network at YouTube. Just go there, click on Race Day. When you get there, subscribe. Subscription is free. And then you're off and chatting with all our chat box folks there in the chat box. We'll be right back.
If you're celebrating a special occasion or just love fine dining, you're in the right place. Come experience the crown jewel of South Point restaurants, Michael's Gourmet Room.
Welcome.
With over 600 different types of wines and magnificent dishes prepared tableside, you'll revel in the rich classic Vegas decor and the best black tie service in the world. This intimate gourmet room has earned accolades galore. Come to Michael's Gourmet Room for an unforgettable dining experience. Another famous restaurant is the Silverado Steakhouse, where you'll find the charm and service that discerning patrons require. From top quality steaks and chops to fresh seafood and desserts, you'll love the award-winning wine list and menu at Silverado Steakhouse. Steak lovers have even more options with primarily prime rib. Catering to hearty appetites, the menu features a variety of flavorful prime rib cuts, dry aged to ensure tenderness, and then seasoned and slowly roasted. Although prime rib is our specialty, it's not the only thing on the menu. There's something for everyone.
Tunnel Stowers helps so many people. As a player of the Mets, I feel like for me, I have a responsibility to give back, especially to a cause that's authentically New York. And I just want to show appreciation for those brave men and women who really do a massive service, not just in New York, but everywhere. Hey, I'm Pete Alonso. Let's go Mets, and let's help the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Go to T2T.org for more information about how your donation can make a difference.
Thank you, buddy.
There are many families that need your help. I'm Mark Wahlberg, and I'm asking you to support the Tunnel to Towers Foundation and their efforts to deliver mortgage-free homes to catastrophically injured service members, Gold Star and fallen first responders families with young children, as well as eradicating homelessness amongst our veterans.
Everybody knows where the money's going. Every single dollar. God bless you.
Please contribute $11 a month to support their efforts by visiting T2T.org.
Back on Race Day Las Vegas for this almost Friday-Thursday show. And when it gets to Friday, it's opening day at Los Alamitos in Southern California. And let's go to Bob Mazursky, who will be our correspondent there for Los Alamitos in their thoroughbred meet starting tomorrow with a preview today. Good morning, Bob.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
I'm doing fine, my man. Getting ready and started for the short but competitive meet at Los Alamitos with two nice stakes races when you have the Futurity and the Starlet. Both races with points for the Kentucky Derby and the Kentucky Oaks.
That is correct. The Starlet winner will get 10 points towards the Kentucky Oaks next year, which we run May 2nd at Churchill Downs next May. And then also next Saturday when we have the Los Alamitos Futurity, the winner of that race will get 10 points towards the Kentucky Derby, which, of course, is the day after the Kentucky Oaks.
And all I can say is the Starlet is always surrounded by Bob Baffert. I think this is, he's looking for his eighth consecutive win in the Starlet with the two-year-olds there, and he's got 2-year-olds in this race. As a matter of fact, in the seven-horse field, Mr. Baffert's got three in the race. He's got Mawu, and then, of course, another one, Tenma, and then Nooney, all one-word one-words there for their names.
Yeah, Tenma, of course, is already a Grade 1 winner. She won the Del Mar Debutante by a nose over Vodka with a Twist, who will probably be the favorite in the race tomorrow. Ma Wu is stretching out for the first time. Then Nooney set a really fast pace in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies and, faded late. I'm not sure how far she wants to run. They're taking the blinkers off tomorrow. Maybe that'll help her relax more. But I think Tenma, of the three Baffert horses, he's got the biggest chance to win. Juan Hernandez is riding her, so we'll see what happens. But I think Vodka with a Twist coming off her second behind Immersive, who is going to be the two-year-old filly champion based on her easy win in the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Fillies. Vodka with a Twist was second behind her. Has been very consistent since coming to California. Been 1-2 in all five of her starts.
Well, all I can say is that race, of course, is on Saturday, correct?
That is right. Tomorrow we open with an 8-race card. Looking forward to it, of course. We have the traditional $2 pick six, which people like, 70-30 split. Some other tracks are starting to go back to it. We have the $1 pick fours. We follow the nighttime method with the $1 pick fours instead of the 50-cent minimums. And then we have the pick five on races 1 through 5. One pick five, but people seem to receive the exotics we do, and they're happy with them.
Oh, yeah, no question about that. Mixing it up in the Southern California circuit is something that keeps it fresh anyhow. And, of course, we're talking about the other race that has 10 points for the Kentucky Derby, and that is the Los Alamitos Futurity. That will be on your closing day, December 14th, right?
Well, it'll be the next to last day because we close on the 15th, Sunday the 15th. We have the 14th as a Saturday, so, yeah, that'll be the next to last day. Of course, that's another race Baffert's dominated. He's won it 8 out of 10 times since its run, and he's got a few horses nominated this year, so I'm sure he'll have somebody in there next week.
So he's looking for 9 out of 11 in the Los Alamitos Futurity and 8 in a row in the Starlet. It seems like that he always keeps some very talented two-year-olds in a bay until towards the end of the year to highlight them at Los Alamitos, and it's been working out just fine.
No, absolutely. You know, he's been very loyal to this place since we started racing here in 2014 with the daytime meets. You know, he basically got started here as a quarter horse trainer, had a lot of success here as a quarter horse trainer, and he's very close to Dr. Allred, of course, the owner of Los Alamitos. And so he's been very loyal. Los Alamitos run a lot of good horses here throughout the years, and we look forward to that continuing.
And we look forward to your participation and your reports every day during the Los Alamitos meet, and we will start with that opening day tomorrow.
Sounds good, Ralph. I'll look forward to it. We'll be talking tomorrow morning.
All right, you got it, my man. Thanks a lot. Bob Mazursky coming to us from Southern California, getting ready for the Los Al meet that starts tomorrow. Now we're going to go to Rich Eng standing by. Richie, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ralphie. Good morning, viewers. Good morning, listeners.
Well, I got to tell you, Richie, we're going to have a pretty nice NFL game tonight between the Green Bay Packers and the Detroit Lions. Now, they're playing at Detroit. The number, I understand, opened up at -3, Detroit favored -3. But right now, in most of the race, most of the sports books here in town, you got to put the hook in there. So it's now -3.5, I think.
Yeah, actually, I've seen more reverse. It opened up at 3.5. I've seen more threes, but you know, this is where you get a shot for price, Ralph. And it's a good lesson for sports bettors that if a number is bouncing back and forth, one book may have 3.5, another may have 3. So if you like the Packers, get the 3.5. If you like the Lions, bet the 3.
Yes, that hook does come into play a lot of times as far as gambling is concerned on the football games. That is absolutely for sure. Well, how do you see the game tonight?
Well, I am leaning toward the Lions. I'm going to take the Lions in. I'm going to look for a -3 versus the 3.5. You know, the angle for me as far as last week's action, the Detroit Lions, when they played Chicago, people talk about the last 32 seconds of the game, but I think they forget about the first 30 minutes of the game where the Detroit Lions out first down the Bears 17-0. And ended the half with a 16-0 lead. But, you know, the thing about the Lions, they looked as good as any football team in the National Football League in that first 30 minutes. They have suffered a couple of injuries on the defensive side of the ball, so that'll be interesting. But, you know, think about the weather, Ralph, in Detroit. The game is in the Dome Stadium, so the weather's not going to be a factor.
Oh, yeah, as they say in racing, it's fast and firm on the field there for tonight's action. A lot of people that I've talked to, though, thinks that this is an opportunity for maybe a little stub in the toe as far as the Detroit Lions, because the Green Bay Packers have been playing very well.
Yeah, the Packers have been playing very well. They're definitely a playoff team, and the Lions have a small lead, and despite a 10-1 record, they have a small lead in the NFC over the Minnesota Vikings, and the Philadelphia Eagles are nipping at their heels. So they this time of year, Ralph, almost every one of these games is almost like a playoff game already.
Yeah, no question about that. Richie, let me ask you this: you say you're taking the Detroit Lions -3, correct?
Yes.
If it went to 3.5 and people were out there, would that influence you to change to the Green Bay Packers or not?
You know what? I wouldn't change side. You know what I would do is in most sports books, you can buy the half a point. Yeah. So instead of -110, it might change to -120, -125. But it would not change me to switch sides as far as that goes. But I would buy the half a point, and because the hook does come into play in these one-score games.
Yes, no question. Okay, so you're going to take the Detroit Lions -3 if you can get it flat out, and if you can't, buy it down. All right, that takes care of that. Now it's time to get a selection in horse racing. As you know, you'll be back with your selections for Southern California tomorrow with the opening of Los Alamitos. But for now, what are we doing? You got anything for us today?
Yeah, I got a horse at the fairgrounds down in New Orleans. Race number 8, Ralph. 6 furlongs, an allowance race for $50,000. Horse I'm going to try is the number 4, Over and Ollie. Jose Ortiz, and I'm not sure if Jose Ortiz is going to ride the meet, but he's at least there today for sure. But this horse broke his maiden at Saratoga 3 back on the main track. I know the main track was muddy, but it was a huge speed figure. So if he can, adapt that to the fairgrounds dirt, this could be a dangerous animal. Cutting back in distance to 6 furlongs. We'll try the 4, Over and Ollie, race 8.
Eighth race for Richie at Fairgrounds. The eighth race, you like the 4, Over and Ollie. Jose Ortiz aboard the 4 in the eighth race today at the Fairgrounds. I have been noticing just about almost the last 6 months, maybe even a year now, because time passes by so quickly, that Jose and Irad are not really racing the meets at the same meet. And I think it's because the brothers are figuring out that there's not enough key mounts for both of them. So Jose has moved on to other places. And Irad, of course, now down in Florida at Gulfstream Park. Did you notice that as well?
Yeah, I did kind of notice that, that they have gone their separate ways. They came to a fork in the road and they took it. And, the way the purse structures are in America, they don't have to sit in New York just to get big purses. They have big purses in Kentucky. Oaklawn's got big purses. Wherever there's a supplement, the purses are boosted a bit. So, they can certainly make money in other places.
I am just wondering if Jose will go down to Oaklawn Park when it starts there, because he was in Kentucky where they, as you say, they had the big purses there. Before he ventured down. But if he's there today at the fairgrounds and he's riding your horse, we'll get him home a winner in the eighth race, the 4, Over and Ollie. In the eighth race today, the 4 horse at the fairgrounds. And Richie will be back working for Los Alamitos tomorrow. In the meantime, Richie, good luck in the game tonight, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.
Hey, thanks, Sean. Good luck, everybody.
All righty. We're going to come back with John Lindo standing by in Southern California and Jerry Jackowitz somewhere doing something. We don't know, but maybe he'll show up and have a thought or two on today's show, since they have already canceled Aqueduct because of high winds. The message from the racetrack, canceling the races today at Aqueduct because of high winds expected in the area. We'll be right back.
South Point offers all the types of entertainment you'd expect at a first-class Las Vegas resort. Did you know our 400-seat showroom is one of Las Vegas' top destinations for live entertainment? Enjoy live performances by classic Vegas entertainers, bands, and today's hottest comedians, plus a rock and dance floor. You can also enjoy live entertainment at the Grandview Lounge, where you'll feel all the vibes of old Las Vegas. Enjoy the music, and if you love to laugh, don't miss The Dirty at 12:30, our very own free comedy show, every Friday night at 12:30 a.m. in the Grandview Lounge. The Dirty is 100% free, so arrive early. Go to southpointcasino.com or call the box office at 77136 for today's performances at the showroom and the Grandview Lounge.
When you're ready for your favorite cocktail, stop in and unwind at one of our seven specialty lounges. There's a bar around every corner, because you're in Vegas, baby.
The Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit is back at Los Alamitos Racecourse with two great weeks of racing. Opening day is Friday, December 6th. First post is 12:30 p.m. The meet will include the Starlet for Fillies on Saturday, December 7th, and the Los Alamitos Futurity on Saturday, December 14th, plus two other stakes events for juveniles. And our on-track handicapping contest is set for Saturday, December 14th. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Our daytime Thoroughbred meet opens on December 6th.
The Race Day Las Vegas Show, the only exclusive daily local media racing information source in Las Vegas.
All righty, back on Race Day Las Vegas. Now time to go to Southern California, where John Lindo is standing by. John, good morning.
Good morning, Ralph. How you doing?
Doing fine, my man. A little chilly here, but it looks like the weather is nice in Southern California. Hopefully we can keep it that way when Los Al starts tomorrow. What are you looking forward to for the Los Al meet?
You know, I just try to support it as much as I can, given what Doc Allred and the people of Los Alamitos have done to try and help out, you know, a struggling horse economy out here in Southern California. They lengthened their track. They added stalls when Hollywood Park closed. And, you know, they get some dates that are kind of tough for the horsemen because it's in between these major meets and they have to make do with what they've got. So they don't complain. They just do it. If something needs to be done for the industry, they do it. So the best thing I can do is support them at the windows. And if I have horses that fit their races, put them in the entry box.
Well, you know, I think that you and Bob Baffert certainly are supporting the Los Alamitos meet. That is obvious. And you'll be with your Linda report covering Los Alamitos, as you do in Southern California racing, starting tomorrow. But you do have a Linda report today, and it's for Gulfstream Park.
Yeah, you know, looking at the weather, it was dicey in New York, and they did cancel the day. So we went to Florida today. The weather's good down there. They'll be fast and firm. So we did Gulfstream to cover the Thursday. Oakland is not racing on Thursdays for the month of December, so I'll probably do the Gulfstream Park cards on Thursdays for this month. Mm-hmm. And we'll adjust as we go through the wintertime. And again, whatever I think the horse players, you know, have an interest in, we'll try and get some coverage for it on the Linda Report.
Now, John, of course, when you start a Linda Report each and every week during a race meet for the racing, you usually update the jockey and trainer standings. Do you have them for Gulfstream?
Yeah, they've just started the Champions meet, but right now, and it'll change because of some of the, you know, new jockeys have been coming in from New York. But right now, Edgar Zayas is a leading jockey. He's got 6 wins. Edwin Gonzalez has got 5. Emiciel Jaramillo has 4, as does Leonel Reyes. So that's the top jockeys right now. The trainer that's the leader, Safi Joseph, he's got 4 wins. He'll probably be on top when we're done here in May. And then you've got Victor Barbosa has 3 wins. And there's 5 other trainers that have 2. Like I said, they're just getting started with this Champions meet.
And what about those favorites?
Favorites are right at 38% right now, Ralph. So we've seen those numbers between 36, 38% seems to be the norm these days.
Yeah, that's usually the average, the way it shakes out sooner or later. Well, you do have a Linda report that covers all the races today at Gulfstream Park, a suggested late pick 4 as well at Gulfstream, and, of course, all the goody information that we were just discussing. The one comprehensive, complete Linda report for today at Gulfstream Park can be had in only one place in this gaming and cowboy capital of the world, and it's right here at the South Point Racebook, free of charge, exclusively at the South Point Racebook for horse players, because they love horse players here and cowboys as well. All right, John, I'm sure you got a selection for us today at Gulfstream.
Yeah, let's go to race number 6 at Gulfstream Park. In the 6th race, number 5, first-time starter American Surfer is out of America, won her debut, and he's related to 2 stakes winners sprinting on turf, and that's what he does here in the debut. Had a chance to work on the turf up at Saratoga. The works aren't fast, but that's not the style of Christophe Clément. He gets these horses ready just with slow, steady works. You've got Arad Ortiz on here, so he's obviously live. Let's kick off the late pick 5 at Gulfstream. Race number 6, let's single number 5, American Surfer. Again, that's Gulfstream Park.
6th race, number 5, American Surfer, the 5 in the 6th race today at Gulfstream. Don't forget, Linda Report covering the entire Gulfstream Park card today, right now here at the South Point. Real quick before I let you go, I just want to, you know, give you an opportunity to make a comment on the Paco Lopez deal.
You know, what's surprising to me is how none of the other writers have come to his defense. So that tells you a little bit maybe about some of the things they've had to deal with Paco Lopez on the track. You know, he's had, I think, 7 or 8 Heisel whip violations already. Mm-hmm. So this is not unusual. And this was absolutely uncalled for. We'll see what happens as far as provisional suspension, what they can do. But I haven't heard a whole lot of support for this guy, and it's been happening for a while now.
And, you know, the thing about that is that this seemed like this is only the last straw, you know, the straw that broke the camel's back in a lot of feelings of people, you know, even the regulators, that seem to see that Paco kind of crosses the line sometime, and so maybe they're gonna make a point of it this time, as they should.
Well, until you draw the line, they're gonna keep crossing it.
Yeah.
So you gotta let them know where the line is.
No question about it. All right, thanks a lot, John. We'll talk to you tomorrow, opening day at Los Alamitos.
Looking forward to it, Ralph. Good luck today.
All right, let's go to Jerry Jackowitz standing by. Now, Jerry did a lot of work for nothing at Aqueduct because they're not going to race today at Aqueduct. Jerry, you are in that New York area. Is there high winds? Are the high winds that bad?
Well, it's a little breezy, yeah. It's cold.
Yeah.
The snow hasn't happened yet. When I started playing horses in 1977, and from 1977 till I left New York in 1997, I don't remember, you know, the cancellations. It had to be a lot worse than this.
Yeah, there were times when I worked at Turfway Park, especially. We talked about how the tractors would run constantly, nonstop, day and night, to keep the track from freezing. And the jockeys would come out with extra clothing so they could not freeze while they're on top of a horse. Horses like it, though. I want to mention the fact that the horses do like the cold weather, so it's not a problem for them. But, you know, I remember that some of the jockeys used to put shoe polish on their faces so their faces wouldn't crack, racing. So there were a lot of things, little tricks that they did on the racetrack when it got real cold. But nowadays, you get an off or wet track or cold conditions, etc., and they seem to cancel racing a lot quicker under adverse conditions nowadays.
I might try that shoe polish.
Yeah.
That sounds really interesting.
Yeah.
I've been on the apron, on the edge of Aqueduct.
Right, right.
When the snow was so strong, you couldn't see the horses as they came by. You'd hear them, but you wouldn't see them.
Yeah.
They never thought about canceling or doing anything like that. So
yeah, times.
It's a different day and age.
Yeah.
And maybe it's the right thing to do.
I think, you know, in all due respect, I think that is the right thing to do. Nobody wants to, you know, we would like to bet horses, play horses, go to the races, and have the horses and jockeys run under the most optimum conditions. But, you know, you have to draw a line somewhere, and sometimes that line was blurred years ago.
The line changes.
Yeah, so I'm really glad that they do that now, even though it cost us a day of races at.
I'm sorry for all the noise, but I can't get cooperation from my family when I'm on the.
Well, that's
sorry
okay.
Sorry about that.
You just tell them that you know, as long as they got an after card.
I tried. I tried my best.
All right. Well, we want to remind everybody that you'll be back with the Power Pages for tomorrow at Aqueduct, and you do Los Alamitos as well, right?
Correct. Yeah. And they'll be there, and I'll be right in front of my computer, but in Las Vegas tomorrow.
Oh, you're trekking out today?
I'm
huh?
coming home tonight.
Okay, well I'm
coming home tonight if the winds don't blow too hard. If they don't cancel flying.
Yeah, and snowing and all that other stuff. So obviously your pilot has to be careful, but have safe travels on the way back to the. Now the gaming, and you know, it's the cowboy capital now with the finals rodeo here.
It's the best time of year, really.
Yeah.
I love when the cowboys come to Vegas.
Yes.
It's great.
All right. Well, we'll wrap up today's show with one more thing to say. Go ahead and say it, Jerry.
Have have a great race day, everybody.